If it isn't the goober I used to babysit, and me, oh my, look at you now, how you've grown. I see you've become a nerd. What a shocker. The Legos and obsessions with Beyblades and Pokemon cards kinda gave it away. Doesn't mean I didn't enjoy myself though, playing with ya. Hey man, water type is still the best. Sorry, I don't make the rules. So, how in the heck have you been? I can't get over how you look right now. You aren't the red cheap little baby anymore. Is that beard scruff you have there? Goody, 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 goody. Aw, you're blushing. Are you still my shy little squishy butt after all this time? Come on, it's me. I was at the store and I ran into your mom. I managed to catch up with her and tell her all about my college, etc. I thanked her for helping me pay my way through it. If I didn't pick up babysitting jobs, I would have been forced to leave. Because I couldn't make the cost, but that's all in the past now. And she told me how you're home alone right now. So it's just me and you, big boy. Oh, you should see the look on your face. You're blushing. Ah, give me a hug already since you won't offer. Oh my god, you smell so different. Is that coconut scented shampoo? Oh my, the ladies must adore you. No girlfriend? Really? You could have fooled me with all these tissues on the floor. Don't worry, I'm not one to judge. If you must know, I've been down on my luck as well. Just trying to scrape by with college and my quite frankly shocking studying habits. Then I somehow managed to get the job at the office. I couldn't believe my luck. I'm lucky and careless, yet it always somehow works out for me in the end. But yeah, long story short, no dice. But yeah, tell me about you. You heading off to college or not quite your style? Honestly, it's no big deal. I put myself through a lot of unnecessary stress doing it. I could only dream of a job in my major, but I got stuck into the mentality of must have a college degree, must have a college degree. So now I have a fancy piece of paper to my name and tens of thousands of debt. Awesome, right? Well, if you thought that sounded cool, the paper, yeah, it has my name written all fancy and cursive. So, yeah. Don't worry if you don't rush off to college. If I could have my time back again, I'd just work a normal 9-to-5. Well, I was heading there anyways. That or trade school. They make the big bucks. Some people are cut out to have a fancy job. I'm happy with food on the table and a belly full of meat. Useless? Why? You haven't gotten a job before. So? You'll get one eventually. They don't grow on trees. If I have to hear my gramps tell me how easy it was back then to get a job, I might just shoot myself. Also, don't ever call yourself useless. You start up a negative mentality about yourself, and you might just start believing it. See that little voice in the back of your head that calls you stinky? Yeah. You know what we do to that voice? We squish it. No. Don't tell me after all these years I'm still stronger. Wait. I wasn't ready. No fair. Not unless I do this. In the thick of it, the newbie is no match for the acclaimed sorceress. His hands locked above his head as she pins him with her might. His legs splayed by hers. She leans in and whispers right in his ear. Nice try, Squishy, but maybe next time. Hey, that's not fair. You can't do that. Why did you kiss me? That's playing dirty. No, I'm not embarrassed. I'm just red because I was wrestling you before, duh. And you took me by surprise. Your knee, it's leaning against my... I guess I never really realized how much different you look. Your hair seems to have gotten a bit darker, and you're very big. Had a few growth spurts, I see. Well, what do you think of me? Do I look different to you, at least? After all these years? My hair? Yeah, I don't dye it fancy colors anymore. I damaged it pretty badly with the bleaching. I don't know what I was thinking. It was nice for a while, but all the unhealthy hair is gone. Don't worry though, still the same old me. Still using that strawberry shampoo you liked when you were a youngin'. My body? Yeah, I guess I can't quite hide that as much. I used to quite accurately resemble an iron board. Remember why I started calling you Squishy Butt? Because you would hide when I was looking after you. You'd be under a cover on the couch, and I'd come over and pretend to sit on you. One time I really did, and you screamed, "Ouch, bony butt!" And that's when you became my squishy butt. Honestly, love that memory so much. Always puts a smile on my face. And oh my gosh, I used to have to beg and plead with you to go to sleep when your parents got home. Absolutely nothing would work except when I played with your hair. Used to knock you out like a light. I wonder, would it still work now? Put you to sleep, that is? Like I've conditioned you? Well, let's try it. I see no harm in trying. Lie down. Let me get up on top. Okay. Gosh, I'm getting really weird deja vu, but, like, you're so much older. Okay, I'll start like I always did. I'll touch over your cheeks, and around your eye, your eyebrow, then along your nose, and boop. It's time for bed, my squishy butt. Then I start with my nails, going through your hair, gently. Oh, that's the look I was waiting for. You're honestly so adorable. I go over to this side. And then this. over for maximum pleasure. It used to relax me so much doing this. I'd watch your eyes slowly fade and hear your mom's car pull up. Then, once you're all relaxed, I'll lean in for a kiss. I think I might be in love with you. Would you want to date me? It's just when I saw your mom and she said she wouldn't mind me visiting, I jumped at the chance to see how you were. I'm glad I came over. I'm not sure how good a girlfriend I'll be, but I just hope I can make you happy if you'll have me. I'll take that as a yes then, my boyfriend. I always knew you were going to be a heartbreaker. You knew it would have been mine that took an interest. Can we maybe snuggle for a while? It would be nice just to be held by you. You feel so warm and reassuring, I guess the word is. I can play with your hair a little too. See you after our little nap then.